from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Six more COVID-19 cases in our region are considered resolved. That leaves us with five currently active because two more have been added. The Porcupine Health Unit says those new cases are in Timmins and somewhere between Smooth Rock Falls and Matheson. Ontario is reporting 1,315 new cases across the province, but that's the past 2 days combined. 64% of today's 668 are in people who are unvaccinated or partially vaccinated, and 24% are fully vaccinated. 20 more deaths were recorded the past 2 days. Long-term care workers, students, and volunteers in Ontario will soon be required to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Long-term care minister Rod Phillips says lower vaccination rates in some homes is one of the reasons for the change. The new policy takes effect on November 15th. A crosswalk painted orange with white feathers was dedicated in downtown Timmins yesterday as part of the first National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. Indigenous drummers and singers Samantha St. Pierre and Jeanette Roson blessed the crosswalk. Roson told Moose News about the importance of the day, the crosswalk, and the blessing.
We are the voice of the children that were taken, and we're grateful that we are here today to honor them.
The crosswalk is at Pine Street and 3rd Avenue. A member of the Northern College Board of Governors, who's also a residential school survivor, addressed a ceremony at the college's Timmins campus on Truth and Reconciliation Day. Mike Matatawaban praised the first step the college has already taken towards reconciliation. He added his expectation that its children and grandchildren will be taught Indigenous history, particularly students in police, nursing, and mental health programs.
That's the challenge we have today as frontline workers in policing, nursing, mental health. Frontline workers need to understand the history of Canada.
The ceremony dedicated a plaque to residential school survivors and victims. It will be incorporated into statues at all Northern College campuses. And finally this afternoon, more evidence that nothing is sacred. New data from Statistics Canada found the price of bacon in Canada reached an all-time high in August. The average price of a 500-gram pack was $8.24, exceeding the $8 mark for the first time ever. Bacon prices hovered around the $7 mark in 2019. The pandemic and recent adverse weather events, such as the wildfires in British Columbia, are believed to have contributed to the price increase. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.